After components have been placed and routed, it's almost impossible to tell if symbols stored in a library path have been changed or updated without applying an update to the entire board. Applying an update to the stage may cause unexpected changes to either manufacturability or electrical connectivity of the design. Coppercat's AVER symbol library program aims to solve this problem. It's able to compare symbols stored in the board file to symbols stored in a library path. By comparing symbols and reporting back on any differences, the user can quickly determine if any changes have occurred, where they've occurred, and how important they are. Library items that can be checked are all on, including a user selected layer, if selected. Symbol types include package, mechanical, and pad stacks. Modes include board to board, library, and library to library. In a library to library mode, one library path is compared to a secondary library path. This can be useful when comparing a customer's library to a company library. If one symbol is highlighted and a verify one item is clicked, it will report on just that item. If you click verify all items in the board will be compared to the library path. When the verify all items button is clicked, it'll pop up a window like this, showing the package name, the library version if found or not found, and the option selected. In this case, we can see that the 402 in the library is different compared to the board. The 1210 we could also see is completely different when compared to the library path. The results can also be saved as a text or CSV file for later comparison. If the pad stack check is clicked, a report such as this will pop up, showing the pad name, library symbol, and detailed pad stack information. And once again, reports can be saved as text or CSV formats. This ends the demonstration for Coppercat's AVER symbol library program. For more information, contact Coppercat at www.coppercat.com.